USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jeff Deal, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor and will now face Democrat Attorney General Mara Healey in November.
Now it's on to the general election. And with this campaign, we are going to be redefining politics as usual here in Massachusetts. For the first time in our state's history, we're going to run a campaign that is focused specifically on we, the people, our freedoms, our rights, and our prosperity.
The Austin American Statesman publication is reporting five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred to the State Inspector General's office for a formal investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting. U.S. health officials said in a White House press briefing Tuesday that COVID-19 vaccines will likely become a yearly occurrence, like the annual flu shot. The hunt for the suspect in the Canadian stabbing massacre were dashed Tuesday when authorities acknowledged they have not located him. Canadian police Tuesday surrounded a home on an Indigenous reserve while an emergency alert warned that the suspect might be in the area. Later in the day, police sent out another alert saying Miles Sanderson, one of the two brothers believed to have killed 10 people and wounded 18 in a series of stabbings, was not in the community. Four people were killed in California wildfires over the last few days. Record-breaking temperatures and drought are fueling the events. Over 4,000 firefighters are battling 14 large fires around the state, and 45 new fires erupted on Sunday alone. The Washington Post is reporting a document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was one of the documents in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
A ransomware attack hit the Los Angeles public school system over the weekend. The school district said the attack was likely criminal in nature. A new poll is revealing President Biden's tirade against Republicans over the last week in three different campaign stops is the danger to democracy and the country.
President Joe Biden's speech last week isn't sitting well with many Americans. A Trafalgar Group poll found that 56.8% of those surveyed agreed that President Biden's tirade against Republicans was, quote, a dangerous escalation in rhetoric designed to incite conflict among Americans, unquote. Quote. The poll also found that among independent voters, that number rose to 62.4%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
If Democrats continue to run the country unopposed after the November midterm elections, the IRS will run most small businesses in America into the ground. That's why Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck on Newsmax is hoping to retake the House and begin a defund the IRS legislation movement.
What the Democrats did was really sneaky. They funded the IRS expansion, these 87,000 IRS employees, for 10 years. That appropriation has already been put in. So we can't go in on an annual basis and rescind that appropriation. It's a pot of money that's sitting there that the Democrats or the IRS will draw down on every year.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.